Is that puke? Was that puke or acid? What was that? Oh, Eric's found something awesome.
All the Mortal Kombat 11.
You know what the greatest sentence I've ever said in my 47 years of life? Was that puke or acid? It's the best question I've ever asked.
Somehow, whatever he puked out created a larvae inside of him.
Is this out tomorrow?
No, it's been out for a little while. I was actually watching a video earlier where they had a bunch of doctors watch these and say, this couldn't be possible. They were like all freaking out.
Phenomenal. Mortal Kombat's death sequence is pretty great.
Fatality, Sub-Zero wins.
Do we have sound on this at all?
It's coming through the TV. I don't know why his isn't coming through the board.
Man, oh, Shavitz. Look at that. Pulled his spine up from the front. And his head came
and then
right down.
And then he Miles Garrett's him.
With his own head. You think Mason Rudolph had a bad Thursday? That would have been awesome. I will. Even as a Steeler fan, I think that would have been great if Miles Garrett would have pulled Mason Rudolph's whole head off and then hit his body with it. Anyway, wowzers. Yeah, that commercial there in the center of that ran for the Fulton Homes Pick of the Litter over there with my friends at Lost Our Home Pet Rescue. And I go there on Thursday mornings to do a little video for the internet of the Pick of the Litter itself. And when I went in there last time, there's a guy sitting in the front little lobby area. And we're going, hi, we're here for the video. And Julie goes with me, the sales girl, and we go down there together. And the guy's like, hey, man, I wouldn't have known about this place if it wasn't for you guys. I think his name was Jeff, but his dog's name is Rudy. I remember dog names more than that. And he said, I just got this little guy. And he's holding this little puppy. He goes, you talked about it. I came down here and I found him. Like, how about that? So beyond even the pick of the litter, the dogs are floating out of there. So it was a pretty great moment. And congratulations for that guy and his new forever dog.
I was asked a few times if the dog with the tail on its forehead got adopted.
Norwal?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, it was all over the country.
National news. That was a pretty big deal.
That's what
Tailhead's got a house.
I think he's got a house.
Yeah, they were lined up, I'm sure.
Oh, nope. Euthanized.
They cropped the tail.
Yeah, they tried to cut the tail off, and they got deep. And
now, one person in the country wanted him.
It's like trimming off a fingernail. You go a little long. He made a hang face, and they had to put him down. Yep, nobody wanted Norwal the freak. The cutest dog in the world. Still off-putting to have that tail between your eyes like that. So, namely because his butthole was also under that tail. Really disgusting.
Seems like a pretty easy thing to fix.
You couldn't.
No?
It was like attached to something. They'd have to crack it.
It's going
to
grow, too.
Plus, it's adorable. Norwal had a tail and would wag a little. Oh, it was the cutest thing in the world. I'd have taken Norwal. But somebody else got him. So, don't worry about that. It's time now for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com. The home of Tactical Black, self-defense training that you cannot get anywhere else, bar none, the greatest in town, and that's why it's lasted all these years, over 20 years here in the Valley with Jay's system. It's just unbelievable, and it's evolved and evolved and evolved. So, you know, all those other places that come and go and swipe your money, and you're a yellow belt, you're a blah, blah, blah. No, they're going to be gone in a couple weeks. This is not the case with Tactical Black. React Defense is unbelievable, and the training system of getting in shape to go along with all the self-defense stuff. And you get to pick and choose, especially with the deal they got right now. Unlimited training for 2 months, $169. 2 months of unlimited training. You can do all the stuff they've got. The elite, core training that they've got, all that stuff that they've got. You can just work out. You can get into the self-defense stuff. You can get into the long gun training, the weapons retention. So many options for you to become just a smarter person, better, and get in shape while you do it. And it's unbelievable, and it's just for KUPD listeners. So check it out, reactdefense.com. This is going to go quick, and it's already going quick. They only have a few left, so through the holidays. Hopefully they can make it last. The response has been pretty fast, though. So get on that thing. If you're thinking about it, get off the fence and do it. And challenge yourself into a workout that actually changes your life. It's an accomplishment. It is not a workout. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. Brady Entertainment.
Yesterday, Kanye West was at Joel Osteen's church in Houston.
Ugh.
And some highlights. Kanye called himself the greatest artist that God has ever created and pointed out what an awesome thing is that God is now using him for his own purposes.
And Joel Osteen just thought a black guy walked onto the stage and he gave him the microphone.
We have a problem right now. We have a black on the stage and I'm just going to give him the microphone and try and run from him. My mom said this would happen.
You think they hang out after, like go hit up a bar or something?
They have nothing in common.
You don't know that. I do know that.
Even Kanye and Kim don't have anything in common anymore. She said so.
It sounded like Kanye logged some time watching Joel.
Yeah, oh, he likes the Joel
services.
But in the middle of it, he tells someone in the crowd to shut up.
Yeah, a guy that was very, you know, as you're
like, all right,
you're supporting. Amen, that's right.
Amen.
Keep talking, brother.
If
hey,
you could
dude,
be quiet,
I need you to shut up.
You're messing up my flow. God's speaking through me, and you, every time you talk, you mess up my flow. Thank you. And Joel's like, oh, no, he's an angry Negro. I can't have this
thing back.
Not in the church.
That's awesome. I want to see that.
Yeah, it's just a big fat pile of everything I hate standing on a stage.
The music was pretty amazing.
Oh, I'm sure. That's what people have to say. Otherwise, he gets mad again.
Gwyneth Paltrow just rolled out the Goop gift guide for her Christmas list, her recommendations. One of them is a restraining arts kit known as a bondage gear setup. It comes with wrist and ankle cuffs, restraining straps.
Wait a minute. Gwyneth Paltrow's into this stuff?
Yeah. She's a little bit freaky.
A paddle.
Awesome.
Retails for $1,300.
Damn.
What's she selling it for? $1,300 for that?
Yeah.
She's putting her name on bondage $50. It's a big business. People forget.
You'll find it in the ridiculous but awesome section of the gift guide, along with the $250,000 seat on the Virgin Galactic space flight, $110,000 modular prefab house, and a $130 automatic joint roller.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. That's what I'll bring to the potluck. Somebody just roll joints. I misunderstood the invitation.
Disney Plus accounts are already being hacked and sold. Hackers were already breaking into accounts, changing users' passwords, then putting up for sale on the dark web.
Wow.
Don't mess with the mouse.
Yeah.
They're going to come for you. It's Mickey and Minnie's 91st birthday.
I know.
Today. And we're not too pleased. Knock off all the crap. It won't be tolerated. Understand the mouse is serious. Uh-huh. Hey, if you mess with the mouse, you get the horns. Now, that doesn't make any sense, but you know what I mean. I'll bring back the plague.
Don't screw with that Disney mouse.
There's all these memes of Mickey as Emperor Palpatine and Lord Vader.
It's him.
Yeah. Bowing down.
Finish him.
We've got them now. They're all paying $6.99 a month.
Soon they will pay $12.99.
Tomorrow.
Always
morning.
Making them think they're getting not 13 by putting the 99 in. It's an old marketing trick they use in gas stations. $3.99 and 9 cents is $4. But it looks less.
Tomorrow morning, I believe it's 6 a.m. our time, Rob Gronkowski is making his big announcement.
It's going to be about his pot. It's going to be about his weed company.
How do you know?
Because he's a smart marketer. I got to give him that. He's a dumb man. But whoever's in charge of him is pushing him into the podium in the perfect spots. If he announces that he's coming back to football, he's got a lot of work to do.
That's not happening.
He looked little yesterday, which is fine. I mean, he's slim down a little, but I don't think he's going to come back.
CBD, the CBD business.
He's got that business is going great, and probably
it'll be a WrestleMania. That's what he's doing.
Or that'd be neat.
He loves wrestling.
Kelly Osbourne says her family is as close as it's ever been to reaching a deal to bring back the Osbournes.
But they all don't live together.
And would they have to move in together again?
Yeah, they're going to buy one of those prefabbed houses.
Well, what it is, Brad, is we're all going to... Sam and I are getting quite old, and like Eric had his mom in the house for a little while, so basically it's just us dying in front of the children, really, and then we're just going to on the floor and then eventually be put into a home.
Jack's always traveling the damn world. How
yeah, Jack and I were just... We were just in the show together. I don't need to have Jack around anymore. So Kelly's just... she just wants some money or something. She's trying to move back in, and she's saying it's for TV, but it's not. It's not.
Didn't Kelly bitch about the Osbournes?
No, that was the other sister that nobody knows the name. She was in
Amy. Amy.
Time heals, right. Eric. Time heals.
Time heals all wounds and money.
Right. And also, it's a great way to promote my new record, which is coming out next year.
Ah, yes. There we go. There's the rub.
I would like to make another announcement, however. I'll be playing tight end for the New England Patriots for the remainder of the season. My announcement is that I'm coming back to the NFL. Rob Gronkowski's going on tour as me.
Nicolas Cage is in talks to star as Nicolas Cage.
It's the most thrilling thing ever. Typecasting, baby girl.
The unbearable weight of massive talent. That's the title of it.
I'm in on this one.
Is this like a Malkovich thing?
Yeah, kind of. He plays himself playing me, baby girl.
Goes into his character under a mountain of debt. Finds himself forced to make an appearance.
So it's a documentary.
Yeah.
Yep.
I call it a movie, Eric. Look, film me doing things, and then we came up with an ending. Which was success! Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Of course. You didn't have to go. I'll just find you. I'll be in your home movie for $20. I need my castle back.
You never checked it out, but Donnie Marie's Las Vegas residency, 11 years.
It's over.
Came to an end on Saturday. Did you ever want to go?
No. I saw no reason to do that.
It would always trip me out when I got married because they're in there. Yeah, they were at the Flamingo and then keep going back and they're still there.
They're the opposite of why I go to Vegas. Would I see Donnie and Marie on a whim at the Celebrity Theater or something? Sure.
Why would you?
But I don't know, for the schnitz and giggles. But I don't know that I would fly to Vegas for the wholesome entertainment of Donnie and Marie Osmond.
There's so much more to do.
Yeah. If somebody's
so many
like,
food trucks.
There's food trucks, there's mob museums.
Exactly. Well, the one thing that they're doing, and Fitz showed me pictures of it, it was really cool because I've done it before, is the Neon Graveyard. Tim Burton got hold of it.
Ooh.
And put in a bunch of his characters.
For Christmas?
I don't know how long. It's just like an art thing. So it's just in there. And like you'll walk around the corner and see the old Sahara built, the old neon thing. And there's a bunch of Mars Attacks aliens in front of it. And it's like, it's really neat.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that neon museum is cool as hell. And it's something to do in the daytime when you're hungover and trying to figure out what you're broke. It's really neat. But yeah, that neon museum, I've been there twice and it's pretty cool. And they do little neat things now. So that. But Donnie and Marie don't scream Vegas fun to me.
I win every time.
I know. You do Vegas wrong. You do Vegas wrong.
What was the movie you watched?
Heartbreak Ridge.
Heartbreak.
No, was it Heartbreak Ridge or whatever the Mel Gibson one was about the...
Yeah, I think it was Heartbreak.
The pacifist young man who wouldn't fight, but he was out there with him.
Yeah.
Oops.
It's one of my favorite weekends in Vegas.
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie movie she made. Yeah, what the hell was that? So good you can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was called My Wife Has Cramps and Is Sick movie.
And I'm not allowed to leave the room.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just go down and do stuff
on your
own?
Why didn't you leave?
I did. I took a little break after the movie.
Did you walk around and under your breath mutter?
I'd nail that. That big lump of cramps wasn't in my bed. I'd take that up to the room.
Get me some roses.
That one's better. Look at those two. They're having fun. I wonder what that's like. I better go see Donnie and Marie.
Did you go alone to Donnie and Marie?
I did.
Oh, my God. Kill yourself. Immediately jump off the Flamingo. That's how I want to die. It's too bad that the thing's over. I want to go to Donnie and Marie by myself, write a letter, leave it in the note, and then be the body that they find at the bottom of the Flamingo after I jump off of it.
You guys want to watch the rest of these fatalities?
I'm going to sit and watch this all day long. Oh, that... Scorpion most certainly won that fight. Her head fell off. Oh, he's got a chain of fire into this guy's gut.
Oh!
Caught her eye split in half.
I love this game. I'd be terrible at it, but I love it already. You have to be pretty good to get to these deaths.
Yeah, right? To be able to do these fatalities.
Oh, my God, that's 100 stab wounds. And now the guy's just leaking blood out of everything. Oh, my God, I got to play that. What is it? It's Final Fantasy V?
Mortal Kombat 11. Kombat. Oh,
11.
For you, Final Fantasy.
I don't know. Yes. I don't care. Just whatever this is, I want it. This is what I picture Donnie Marie's show to look
they
like.
They had it in the background.
Donnie Marie the Flamingo. That's why it lasted 11 years. People did not expect this. All right, let's get the hell out of here. We're done. You guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. So long.
98. Oh, my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. 98.